The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Zwirling.
It was in the late spring of 1967 when our professor at Cabrillo College, where I was an adult re-entry student, in his final discussion with the class that spring, he predicted that sometime in the future, our beloved United States, the most productive country in the world, would become a third world country. We students gasped and left the class incredulous and sad. Now we look back and can see our U.S. sliding into bankruptcy. What happened? I mentioned at least once before that my husband and I were in China in 1979, exactly when our country and China, a sleeping, incompetent-looking country, agreed to have economic relations. At that time, the Chinese people used only bicycles, everyone wore black cotton uniforms, everyone was poor, and automobiles were almost non-existent. It was an agrarian society then. However, clearly the leaders were somewhat astute because they insisted that we have free trade where every country trades in the amount they want. That's called free trade. Fair trade is much better because they can send us 50% and we send them 50%, and that's fair. With free trade, China sends us, say, 70% and will only take from us 5% or 10% or sometimes nothing. And we allowed that deal to happen for years, and I believe it still does. China has practically stolen our manufacturing industry, and we're now borrowing tons of money from China. It only took a little more than 3 decades for our financial situations to exchange. Why was this allowed to happen? It happened because of incompetent leadership of the United States for the past 30 years or so. And Obama's leadership hasn't helped either. It's been non-existent because he's an empty suit, inexperienced, has never had a real job in his life, and as a member of Congress, was never capable of making a decision. He's not capable of making decisions now either. He voted present possibly 100 times while in Congress. And now we learn that many citizens are still willing to vote him into office for another 4 years. God help us if we allow that to happen. For KSCO, this is Kay Zwirling.